Reporting for duty as ordered, General. I'm fully recovered from the last mission and ready to go out into the field again. No, the doctors gave me a clean bill of health. The bullet didn't even hit anything important, it just passed right through. All I needed was a few days and then I was right as rain. With all due respect, sir, I don't need another medal. I'm just doing my job, like I did when you were my age. You only wear your medals on formal occasions. When I was growing up and you and my father CO, you even gave me some because I thought they were pretty. Wasn't until older that I found out the stories and sacrifices behind those medals. My family has been military for generations, so it's pretty much a given that I would be too. But, sir, your example made that decision all the easier. But back to the subject at hand, sir. What is my next mission? I need a new assignment. I don't need something easy or behind a desk. I don't need any more leave. I want something challenging and exciting. You're letting me choose, sir? That's somewhat irregular. I guess I maybe have earned that privilege, though, if you say so. So I can choose anything I want for my next assignment. You're certain? Anything? Permission to speak freely, sir. Sir, if I could choose anything, I'd choose to be your lover. Wait, please hear me out, sir. You did give me permission to speak freely, and that's just what I'm doing. You made quite an impression on me as a little girl, and then as a young woman, even more than my father. You were the perfect example of a military ideal, and you were everything I knew I wanted to be. As I got older, I realised you also embodied everything I wanted in a man. You're strong and brave, but you're also caring. I've seen for all my life how you care for the men and women who serve for you and for our country. You and my father tried to convince me not to enlist, but when you saw how determined I was, you threw your full support behind me and also changed my father's mind too. You've done everything to help me that you can, while at the same time not showing any favouritism. We both know that everything I've gotten since I joined has been through my own hard work. I've deserved it all. And now, sir, I can't help but think that I deserve you. I know you're old enough to be my father, but it was a disappointment to me when I joined and found out that none of the male soldiers I was with were anywhere near your equal. I know you're my superior, by quite a bit. That's part of what drives my fascination with you, sir. I like the fact that you're in such a position of power over me. As tough as I am, and as strong-willed, there's still a part of me that wants to be ordered around and to please people. Especially older, authoritative, and very handsome male people. I know it's against regulations, but you did say I could have any assignment I wanted. You never said it had to be within the rules. You're also the type to know when they should be broken. You've given your entire life to the military. That cost you a marriage a long time ago. Since then, I've never known you to date or anything like that. It's not that you don't like women. You just don't have time for a relationship. Well, neither do I, unless it's pure sex. None of that dating bullshit or anything like that. So that's my request, sir. I want to be lovers with you. On a purely classified level, of course, but you know I have the security clearance for it. Officially, I'd just be stationed at this base with you, and I'd still go out on patrols and missions, and still report on a regular basis. It's just that our meetings would involve about 90% less talk and 100% more sex. I'm not even asking you to get naked right now, sir. I definitely could. Or I could just pull the pants down on this uniform and my briefs. Either works for me. But for this time at least, I'd really like it if you left on your uniform. Even the hat. Especially the hat. You don't know what to think, do you, sir? I finally put you at a loss for words. You don't know whether to fuck me or punish me, do you? Well, why don't we start with punishing me a little and keep our options open? I can just come around to your side of the desk and lean over it, sir. Then, as promised, I'd pull down the trousers and the briefs, leaving my ass just kind of hanging out there. Are you up for a little corporal punishment, sir? I think I should be spanked. I've been a very bad soldier, haven't I, sir? I've proposed something very much against the rules. Such a bad soldier, sir. Such a bad girl. You have to punish me to keep me under control, to assert your dominance over me, sir. Yes, stand up, sir. Take that big, strong hand of yours and spank me. Spank me, sir, and put me back in my place. With all due respect, sir, you can do better than that. You'll have to do better. I've been in fights, and I've been shocked. I barely felt that. Better, sir, much better. But I can take even harder. You really need to let go and spank me as hard as you want, because I need more discipline. Thank you, sir. That's much better. I'm beginning to see the error of my ways. Just a few more. Oh, yes, sir. You almost knocked me off my balance with that one. Or maybe it's just my legs getting a little weak. Oh, God, sir. You can keep punishing me if you like. With your hand. Or with your cock. I think your cock might be more effective. Being fucked by you with me bent over your desk would really teach me to stay in line. A good, hard fucking of your little soldier girl by her big, strong general. That's it, sir. Just unzip your pants and pull it out. Leave your uniform on as much as possible. Just take it out and put your cock up against my pussy. Can you feel how wet it is? I've been getting wet since I entered your office. But the spankings really did it to me, sir. I'm so wet right now that you'll get right in. You don't need to be gentle or anything. You're the one in charge. Yes. Just ram it into me until you're balls deep, sir. I've been wanting to have you in me ever since I could figure out what sex was, sir. At least, I thought I knew what it was. I need someone older and much more experienced to teach me. So teach me. Fuck me, sir. Grab onto my hips and fuck me as hard as you can. My ass is so sore from your hand, but I don't mind how much it hurts when you're body hits against mine, because it feels so good when your cock pounds into my pussy. Do it even harder, sir. I've got a body made for war, but also for sex. You've used it for the first part. Now use it for the second. Fuck me as hard as you can, sir, because we both need it so bad. You've got years and years of lust and cum saved up, I bet. And I want to take care of it all. So put it all in me. Make me into your fuck toy, sir. Your slut. Claim your dominance over me by filling my pussy with your cum. And making me cum all over your cock. Thank you, sir. just ease that thing out of me and I'll pull my pants back up. I'll probably be leaking cum for a bit, but I don't mind. But let me clean you up a bit before we put that thing away. Just let me clean you a little, sir. You taste good, sir, and I do too, I guess. I'm getting every last drop off you, so there won't be a trace left on you. It will all be in my stomach or in my pussy. There. Now I'll just put your cock back inside your pants and zip them up. Now no one ever needs to know what we just did or what we do in the future. You know I'm always ready for action, sir, and that includes fucking now. You know you can always count on me to complete the mission. So, am I dismissed, sir? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll report to you in your quarters at 2100 hours, and we'll discuss the scope of my new duties in further detail. Hopefully, multiple times throughout the night. Good night, sir. I look forward to serving under you in this new capacity.